Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. Negotiators from Canada and the United States have reached a tentative deal over Pacific salmon. That's according to John Field, Executive Secretary of the Pacific Salmon Commission in Vancouver, British Columbia.
The proposed amendments to the treaty, and there are a number of them, have been transmitted to capitals, Ottawa and Washington, D.C., for review and consideration by the national government.
That was on August 24th, but the 10-year annex of the Pacific Salmon Treaty is not official until it's signed by both countries. The treaty has governed salmon catches, research, and enhancement in Alaska, Oregon, Washington, and British Columbia since 1985. It is renegotiated every 10 years. Former Alaska Attorney General Greg Rehnquist has a new job at the Interior Department in Washington, D.C. Rehnquist is listed on the Interior Department's website as the Director of the Office of Policy Analysis, signaling a new direction for him and for that office. Rehnquist was Attorney General under then-Governor Frank Murkowski. He resigned in 2005 after Murkowski reprimanded him for negotiating a state deal that could have benefited a company that he was invested in. Governor Bill Walker's administration is looking for Alaskans to serve on an advisory committee that will shape the future of the Tongass National Forest. In August, the Forest Service announced it would be considering building new roads in the wilder parts of the Tongass. That's different than the federal legislation that most states have to follow. The committee will discuss which areas in the Tongass could have new roads. Alaska's congressional delegation has said having enough access to timber and mining opportunities will be a priority. The governor's office says it's seeking applications for a diverse panel of up to 13 people, including Alaska Native regional corporations and tribes, local governments, environmental groups, and interests from tourism, mining, energy, timber, and fishing. Fire investigators say a residential structure fire early this morning in Juneau appears to be suspicious. A caller reported the fire in an attached home at the 1100 block of Slim Williams Way at about 1:34 this morning. Arriving firefighters quickly put out the fire on the exterior of the building, but it took them another 2.5 hours to extinguish the fire where it had extended into the attic's interior. The fire started in the back bedroom of the residence, which was unoccupied. Total damage estimated at $20,000. No one was reported hurt. Fire Marshal Dan Jager says the Juneau Police Department is helping with their investigation. Latest forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies and isolated rain showers for the capital city for tonight. Low temperature about 45 degrees and then mostly sunny skies for tomorrow. High temperature about 60 to 65 degrees. Some clouds tomorrow night and partly sunny skies in the forecast for Sunday. Temperatures getting as low as the mid-40s on Saturday night and back up into the mid-60s on Sunday. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest news and weather.